Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, if you're not watching webcast, I'm glad you weren't. I kind of was in a mad dash to get in here. I was outside with our producers. And we always pray before every show that you hear everything that you need to hear by the Spirit of Christ through the Sons of Liberty. So welcome to the show today, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Of course, for all of you that like to look at websites, for those of you that love Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And there's some people that like Twitter. Twitter, S-O-L, like Sons of Liberty, Media. The number one, S-O-L Media, the number one. It's good to be with you again today, folks. And I want to read something really fast because as I'm pondering, as I'm trying to listen and hear and tune in to what's going on, not only in our country, but also in what we're dealing with on a regular basis as a ministry. I was quick into this comment, and it was from Andrew Jackson. Comment, quote, "Providence has showed on this favored land blessings without number and has chosen you as the guardian of freedom to preserve it for the benefit of the human race." I'm going to read that again. Andrew Jackson, "Here your responsibility in this," and then we're going to talk to a young man by the name of Rob, but here's his responsibility. And he's going to tell you how a 17-year-old is taking responsibility for what Andrew Jackson just said. One more time. "Providence has showed on this favored land blessings without number." None of us would dispute that. "And has chosen you as the guardians of freedom, the people, to preserve it for the benefit of the human race." Andrew Jackson did not say that God has chosen me as the defenders of the freedom, though that is his oath before the Constitution. He said, "Providence has chosen you as the guardians of freedom to preserve it for the benefit of the human race." Rob, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's good to have you on. It's good to hear your voice again, brother. It's been a while since I've been in Florida and seen you.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yep, we hear you loud and clear, brother. Now, Rob and his brother John, actually, have started what's called Patrio.org, P-A-T-R-I-O. Patrio.org. They're posting videos. They've worked with our street teams down there. Met Bradley at the Awakening Conference. I had a chance to meet their mother. We shared a fantastic referral from her about Spanish River High School and how when we did that high school, the principal thought he would stop it. She read about it in the paper and said, "Oh my goodness, I am not enrolling my child in this school." It was like God parted the clouds and pointed at me and said, "No." She's now homeschooling her kids, one of which is Rob. Rob, tell us what you're up to out there. Tell us your motivation. How are you changing the country?
Well, you know, before I go into all that, what really struck me about that that quote you just said is how kids today are not getting involved. He's telling how we all need to be kind of participating to help the country. And a lot of kids today aren't doing that. They're watching, their movies, their Hollywood, their magazines. They're so distracted by all these outside forces that are a lot more fun and a lot more engaging. And they're like, "Hey, why should I go learn about current events? Or why should I go, learn about political candidates? Why should I? There's a lot more fun things." And so I think that's one of the main reasons America is falling apart is because there are first of all, there's like this entertainment industry that's distracting them all. Second of all, kids really aren't they don't really appreciate kind of the freedoms that we have today. Like they've never been like shown the sacrifices that have been paid, like our veterans. They don't know kind of what happened on D-Day or the Revolutionary War, how the forefathers, you know, risked their lives by signing the Declaration of Independence. They don't know all the pain and suffering that went in to earn the freedoms that we have today. And as a result, they don't really appreciate it. They're not really involved. They don't really care. They're really apathetic about it. And so,
Can you stop for a second? You are 17, man. You're talking about they like you're not a kid. Folks, this is a 17-year-old talking about the troubles that he's having reaching his own generation. He's speaking to you, actually, because they're your kids. They're not his. But yet he has sharpened his chops on history. He understands these concepts. And as he brings them forward, I want you to hear that. And I want you to listen to this again. Providence has showered on this favored land blessings without number and has chosen you as the guardians of freedom. Now, we posted this story. We posted a letter, actually, Rob, that you wrote on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I encourage you to read it. I just had to cut in there for a second because I think maybe some people are thinking like you're in your 20s or something like that, and you're not. You're out there trying to fight for a generation that was raised by many of the people that are listening even today. Now, if that's convicting, let it be convicting, but know that there's kids out there that are getting on the right track, and there is hope to reach another generation to get them on the right track.
Absolutely. And you know what we need right now is there are, like, I know, like, five or so kids scattered around the nation who are kind of like sitting in their bubble looking around being like, oh my gosh, what's happening to our country? I wish there was something I could do about it. And so what we're doing with Patrio is we want to kind of we're making those videos to kind of teach them about the price paid for our freedoms and how they can get involved and stuff. But what we need right now for the listeners right now is they need to go out and get their kids, go to patriot.org, and if they are like passionate about saving America, they need to send in their information about themselves. We need to start networking with those people because it's not just me. I know there are kids in my neighborhood. There are like 20 kids. We get together and we talk about, you know, what can we do to help save America. And I know there must be thousands of kids out there who are thinking the same thing, but they don't know that. They feel like isolated, and I think that if we all can group together as one, and then we can all become this very strong force. Yep. Because if we don't do that, if we don't kind of unite our powers, I think America is going to continue down the direction it's headed, which is very, very poor. I know the number one Google search term a week before the 2012 election is who's running for the office. And which is sad. I mean, a week before the elections, people don't even know who's running.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of apathy we're dealing with. And so, with Patrio, we need to, not only do what we're doing right now with making videos, but we also need to, group together the kids all around the nation who have the same, passion. And so we can all kind of, work together as a strong force. We can, as Patrio, we can start, you know, getting suggestions on how to approach.
We can do this. We can do this, Rob Morin. Rob, thank you for joining us. I got to cut to a break, man. 17-year-old Rob Patrio, PATRIO.org. Go to Facebook, find the column. Great to have you on the show again, brother, from another mother. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's right, we're going to rise.
That's why I'm not a musician, folks. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We have a special guest with us next. Before we get to him, I want to read a verse. Now, I just read about Andrew Jackson, who said that you are the defenders of liberty that God has given us and established in this country so many blessings. That those blessings, it's like fertility in liberty. Blessings are going to come. Paul said, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation." Now, not common in terms of, well, it's just common, it's irrelevant. It is priceless, but common enough for a common man to receive. "It was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith." What does that mean? Well, go to a football game. Go to a Super Bowl game. Are those guys like, "Yo, dude, maybe I'll catch it, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll take the ball and try to hit the end zone. Maybe I won't." The kicker, when he gets up there and he's a place kicker, "Maybe I'll kick it between the poles. Maybe I won't." No! They're earnestly contending because millions of dollars are on the line and you've got owners making billions of dollars that are breathing down your throat to perform. Why do these men in Major League Baseball take steroids like crazy? Because they're earnestly contending, but they're doing it the wrong way. They're not looking to Christ and it's not by grace. Paul is saying the world's got it backwards, yet they earnestly contend. How much more should we as the church, who love Christ, see Christ evidently set forth before us, contend ourselves? Now, there's a lot to the term contend, but you can understand. You'll contend for that which you love. And we will, as sons and daughters of liberty. As a matter of fact, we'll be contending at the end of this month at the Truth for a New Generation conference. And with us today is, I don't know if I can call you the founder, Alex, but I know you're definitely the coordinator. You've got your hands in so many fires, it's insane. I should say irons in so many fires, it's insane. But you're contending for this generation too, yes?
Yes, indeed, absolutely. And we are so excited that for the first time, and we hope it will be the first of many times, Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be at this year's Truth for a New Generation event.
Now, this year, it's September 27th, 28th. I don't know what it was last year, but I'm saying it is this year. It doesn't matter what it was last year. I'm kind of getting tied in a tailspin here. Truth for a New Generation, TNG, on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And you also have the website, truthforanewgeneration.com. truthfornewgeneration.com, correct?
That's right, yes. Truth, F-O-R, Truth for a New Generation. It's an event, you know, we started this event in the 90s really to equip young people, teenagers, how to defend the faith, and it's really grown and grown and grown. We've done a lot of these events, but, you know, I don't know if these names ring a bell with everybody. Names like Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel and Eric Metaxas and Gary Habermas and Bradley Dean. But I mean, this would be like learning basketball from Michael Jordan.
Gotcha.
So this would be, you know, like the best of the best. And it's grown and grown and grown. We've had, you know, 1 year we had people come from 40 U.S. states. Last year we had people come from 26 states.
Amen.
But the bottom line, at TNG, Truth for a New Generation, we've got main sessions where everybody's all together and we hear great music and we hear great speakers and we learn how to defend the faith. But then we've got elective classes where teenagers will learn how to win their friends to Christ. Moms and dads will learn how to impart a biblical worldview in the home. Pastors will learn how Christian worldview and apologetics will absolutely revolutionize their outreach and discipleship. And there's a lot we're going to talk about, but the bottom line is this. I mean, I believe that the preservation of America depends on a revival of Christianity.
Amen.
And,
amen.
And a defense of the faith and a revival of Christianity has got to include apologetics, and that's what this is about.
So it's about fundamentally knowing the foundation you're standing on. Now, there is, I mean, there's a lot of different facets to Christianity. There's a lot of different facets of sanctification and growing in faith. One of the things that I have found very interesting, I've learned from listening to folks like yourself and others in this realm, is that when you're confronted, and this is what we do on the radio program, folks, when you're confronted with an atheist, as an example, says, we're not a Christian nation. And most people say, well, yes, we are. And they'll say, prove it. And they're like, I'm going to send you a DVD from this great preacher. No, you've got to know yourself. And that's the purpose of this conference. Now, Bradley's going to be there. He's going to be even speaking on two panels. But he's also going to be doing a drum clinic, where he's giving away a drum set. How's that been going over?
Oh, man, that is so wild because, hey, you know, every now and then youth pastors will say to me, Alex, this sounds great, but I just don't know if my kids are going to dig it. You know, I just don't know if my teenagers will want to be there. Well, first of all, you know, having done 36 of these conferences over the last 22 years, your kids will dig it. I mean, teenagers love to know what they believe, why they believe it. By the grace of God, I've written 13 books on apologetics, and I've interviewed lots of young people. And kids have spiritual questions. They're very curious. So your youth will like it. But what we do, we bring in some bands this year at Truth for a New Generation, which, by the way, it's Charlotte, North Carolina, September 27, 28. People are coming from across the country. You need to be there. But we've got bands like Plum and Josh Wilson and Mike's Chair. But Bradley is going to be doing, he's going to be sharing, teaching and sharing his testimony and talking about all the great content that he represents. But he's going to do a drum clinic. And we're going to have a stage, and one of those youth is going to go home with a drum set worth several thousand dollars. So that should be a pretty enticing carrot to dangle in front of a skeptical teenager.
There you go. And if you've got a youth group and you're listening right now and you want to get kids to the position where, hey, let's let somebody else confirm. It's kind of like when mom and dad teaches one lesson on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, this is what I encourage parents to do, get one of our CDs, let Bradley reinforce those values that you've been saying the whole time, and then it'll put the defenses down and say, well, maybe mom was right. Folks, Christ is right. The Bible is right. And that's what this conference is intended to bring to you, is that you're able to give a defense for that and for your young people. So again, join Bradley. It's going to be September 27th and 28th. Join Alex and join a host of other speakers, as you said, Josh McDowell. Tony Perkins is going to be there. There's going to be a luncheon with Tony Perkins. We know he takes quite a few bruises to the chin from the left, or those radical anti-God haters of America. You mentioned a word earlier, and you said it's grown, it's grown, it's grown. Now, just to translate, because I know you're from the South, and I love the way people talk from North Carolina. It's grown. That's what he really means, like it's growing, not grown. But I'd give you that one. Touché.
Yeah, G-R-O-W-N.
That's right.
It's grown.
I love that.
And, you know, we've got cities. And let me ask everyone listening, please keep us in prayer because, you know, I was a youth pastor for 7 years, and I would meet young people that would grow up in church, and they would, you know, maybe even go to Christian schools, and they would go away to college, and college is important. I've taught for 8 years, and I believe in college, but so many young people would go away to college, and their faith would just get squelched.
Sure.
And so as a youth pastor, I began to try to find ways that young people could defend their beliefs in the often hostile university environment.
Yeah.
And that's how we discovered apologetics and Josh McDowell and people like that. And, you know, now we've got really militant secularism, and we've got the gay agenda, and we've got Islam and Sharia. And moms and dads, if your young people do not know how to defend what they believe, then 4 years of college can dismantle what you've worked 18 years to instill. Hence the need for Truth for New Generation.
TruthForNewGeneration.com, and the word for is F-O-R, so TruthForANewGeneration.com. Again, with us, Alex McFarland. Thank you so much, Alex. I've got to cut to a break here. It was awesome having you on. Look forward to seeing you on the 27th and 28th, which is coming up soon, folks. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. I encourage you to be a part. Alex, any last words?
Pray, promote, plan to attend.
Awesome. The three P's. Pray, promote, plan to attend. Thank you, Mr. Alex McFarland. TruthForANewGeneration.com. Also, go to our Facebook. You can find out more of the information on there on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Bradley will be giving away a drum set, as Alex said. He'll be doing a drum clinic as well. So anybody that's a drummer or an aspiring drummer, they can win a drum set as well. So as we wind this particular breakdown, I'd like to introduce our next guest. And I'll tell you what, he is a hero of the faith. This ministry and this radio program admire him so much. Now, I'm doing this without him being on the air with us. We admire him so much. He is a modern-day John Wesley. We have learned so much under his tutelage, unbeknownst to maybe even him. But this man, I have seen a funny story, just really quick. We were at a camp, and he was supposed to be speaking, and we were downstairs eating lunch, and nobody could find out where he was. And we went back to the dishwashing area, and there he was cleaning plates in the dishwashing area. I mean, when we talk about the epitome of humility, folks, I want you to understand that we trust this man and the Spirit of Christ in this man. Now, we're not foolish. No man understands any man's heart fully because it's desperately wicked. But follow by example, and I am encouraged to have him on the show. I'm excited, and I'm also looking forward to it. So, up with us next for next break is Mr. Ray Comfort. He's going to talk to us about some of the brawls, figuratively speaking, that he's been involved in. Join us again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Next segment, Mr. Ray Comfort from Living Waters Ministry. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Sons of Liberty, folks. That was too long to have to wait because we've got some good stuff here that we're covering. And I just want to read a little exchange here before we bring on our next guest, Mr. Ray Comfort from livingwaters.com. That's livingwaters.com. Apparently, Mr. Comfort, who loves mankind and loves people, got a DVD copy of the 180 series. If you haven't watched, I encourage you. Go to, I believe it's 180.com. Ray will tell us when we get back, when we get on with him. But he signed a copy and sent it to Mr. Dawkins. And I kind of want him to explain what happened afterwards, because obviously Mr. Dawkins claims to be an atheist, but God doesn't believe in atheists, so I'm still trying to figure out what is the premise of his argument. I know what the fruit of it is, but what is the premise? Ray Comfort, welcome to the show and the Sons of Liberty. Can you tell us about this interchange here and then talk to us about your newest project?
Firstly, thank you for having me on, Jake.
You got
it. Really great. Interchange, Richard Dawkins is my friendly enemy. I love him. He hates me. He called me an idiot on CNN. And then CNN had to come on and apologize afterwards. I've sent him four fruit baskets whenever he travels, and he went to New Zealand to speak in my hometown. He got a fruit basket there when he went to Australia. We did a giveaway of the Origin of Species special version. And there's a fruit basket waiting from there. When he came to LA, there's one there, and the one was sent to his hometown in Oxford when we did a drop of the Origin of Species book. So, we get on. Well, I get on good with him.
You love him, anyway, he hates you.
That's it. He got a hold of 180, and I wrote a little special message to him on it and just said, I thought you might like this. And I used social media language. Instead of writing out thought, thought. Whoever thought of that was just crazy. What do you want a G-H?
I know, right?
What? What's a U-G-H doing in the middle of it? You can't even pronounce U-G-T-H. And so I just put thought. So he goes on, makes a special video and puts it up on YouTube, mocking how I'd written the word thought like an imbecile. And I just tweeted back or something to him that us old fossils need to evolve with the times and start doing some social media writing and save time.
So obviously he hasn't yet, though. He hasn't evolved, and so he's irritated with you. I mean, he claims to believe in evolution, but he's not even following it. I think one of the quotes you said is, it's very petty, but it reveals that I'm an annoying little bug in his bowl of soup. That, to me, sounds like Christ to every sinner who is unrepentant. He's always knocking. He's always knocking.
Yeah.
Now, can you explain to me, now, I watched God versus...
Evolution versus God.
Excuse me, that's right. You know, that's true because... Yes, okay, you got it right. Evolution versus God. So I'm watching it, and I just want to give a little bit of feedback from my viewing of it. Now, my son told me before we watched this video, and by the way, folks, you've got to watch this video. Go to livingwaters.com and just see all the resources, and that'll direct you to all the videos that we're talking about that Ray has done. Now, in this video, my son says, Dad, somebody in there says that we're actually fish. And I said, no, it doesn't. He says, yes, it does. I said, no, it doesn't. And so we're watching, and you're talking to a man about how, you know, humans have evolved from fish, but he doesn't feel that we've just evolved from fish. He feels that we really are fish. Can you give the logic in that?
No.
Simple enough.
Logic, isn't it? It's stupid. His name is P.Z. Myers. Mm-hmm. I like the guy. He's very, very potty-mouthed, very anti-Christian, atheist. And when I was interviewing him on Evolution versus God, he said, human beings are still fish. I said, human beings are still fish? He said, of course.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. So I was looking for my gills everywhere because I want to go for a swim, but I couldn't find any.
They'd be pretty handy, don't you think? I mean, you're a former surfer in past lives. As a matter of fact, I think I've read one of your blogs recently. You actually tried it out again not too long ago. Is that correct?
That's right. I've been on scales, but I don't have any. I tried out surfing and again, and I was freezing, came in, and fortunately, the guy that took me down there, there was a towel in the back of his car. I got in, it was empty, and the door was unlocked, and I ate some candy. And after I dried myself with a towel and sat in his car, I realized I was in the wrong car.
I know, it's so awesome. Serious. That is exactly what happened, folks. I read the blog.
There's one thing I missed out. The cars were absolutely identical, same model. My friend's was about half a mile down the street. I drifted with the tide. The only difference was his car was black and this one was white.
Okay. That's a little
and I missed it.
Just a little bit of a difference. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to pass on that. Now, we had the opportunity to go out to Huntington Beach. I believe it was last summer, I think, Ray, and we had a chance to go out there and street preach with you out on the streets. Now, you're out there and have been out there consistently for how many years? Not just in that location, but outdoors preaching since you've been a Christian.
Yeah, about 35 years. Nearly 40 now. It just seems to be changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 40 years since 1974.
Now, there was a particular sermon, something about Jenner Street. I can't remember exactly, but you tell the story, and I've listened to it, about a man who was just so faithful to pass out gospel tracts at a certain street corner over and over and over again. Now, folks, we're talking to Ray Comfort from livingwaters.com. One man has been preaching open air for over 40 years consistently every week, sometimes multiple times a week. How many lives have been impacted? What would you say to those listening right now that are maybe kind of fearful of going out and sharing their faith, Ray?
Let your compassion swallow your fears. Another word for evangelism is love.
That's
if you
right.
don't have love enough to save a drowning kid in a swimming pool, something's radically wrong. And if you don't have love enough to swallow your fears and your concerns, then you need to examine yourself and see if you're in the faith.
That's right.
Love can't let a child drown, and love can't let sinners sink into hell. So evangelism is kind of like diving into a cold swimming pool. You've got to take courage. You've got to take the leap. And when you get in, your flesh will feel it for about half a minute, and then it will adjust. And it's the same with me. Every time I get up on a soapbox to preach, I'm scared silly, but I don't listen to my fears because I'm thinking not of myself, but of the other people that are around me who, if they die today, tomorrow, tonight, they're going to be damned in hell forever. And that breaks my heart, and it motivates me to do something.
And it motivates you to send baskets of fruit to Richard Dawkins all across the country. Why?
Because I love him. I care about him. I don't want him to die in his sins. He's going to get the shock of his death. He spent his whole life pretending that God doesn't exist. He knows in his heart God does.
That's right.
The invisible things of the creation world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even as eternal power and Godhead, so that without excuse. Can I mention about the new video?
I was just going to bring that up. Go for it.
Great. Richard Dawkins called me an idiot, and this idiot took a handheld camera to USC and UCLA and interviewed evolutionary scientists and held their feet to the fire and pressed them for scientific evidence for Darwinian evolution, and they could come up with nothing. On camera, they looked like flannering fish on a desert floor. These guys have got nothing to substantiate Darwinian evolution. It's unscientific, unprovable. It's a fairy tale for grown-ups, and it's being taught in our schools, and many, many people, probably literally millions of people across our country, are anti-God, anti-Christian, because they've swallowed this evolution thing hook, line, and sinker, and it rests on nothing but blind faith. What we need to do is show them it's unscientific, so they'll rethink Genesis and rethink the gospel, because evolution is really a non-issue. It's just a stumbling block. Push it out the way. Where we spend eternity is there's no bigger question than where you're going to spend eternity. And when death seizes on someone, that's it. It's over. You don't come back. There's no second chance. And so we're delighted that it's had, in just over 3 weeks, under 3 weeks, it had 500,000 views. When you usually put a video on YouTube, you may get 200-300 comments. Yep. This has had 58,000 comments in 3 weeks, and most of the comments are very, very angry. We've sold 143,000 DVDs in 3 weeks, and we're delighted that Christians are seeing how important this issue is and how that we've now got something in our hands. When a kid comes back from university and says to his parents, Mom, Dad, evolution is scientific, the Bible's myth, I'm an atheist, I'm living with my girlfriend, sorry, they can now say something and do something about it and say, kid, watch this video or you're not getting dinner.
That's right. That's exactly right. Use your collateral, or use your leverage, folks. Use your leverage. We were just talking with Alex McFarland on the last segment about a conference that Bradley's going to be speaking at called Truth for a New Generation. And it deals with the issues of what many folks or many kids are dealing with, exactly what you just said about the faith being challenged in the schools. Now, Ray, when you brought the camera in Evolution versus God, I've watched the video, folks. We posted up on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. When you watch this video, you see not only do these people become tongue-tied after about two rebuttals from you, Ray, but they have nowhere to go. So either they cower, which most of the youth did, and they would humble themselves to hear what you had to say, or they would harden themselves. But either way, folks, the point is we've got to be able to be equipped to bring them to that line. Now, where can they watch the video besides YouTube? I know they can Google Evolution versus God. Is it on the website as well, livingwaters.com?
And it's also on a website called Evolution versus God. Evolution, okay. V-S, no dot. EvolutionVersusGod.com, and they can watch it freely, doesn't cost a thing, and pass it on to your friends and family and enemies. You know, years ago, we wanted to get the gospel across overseas. We would send a missionary on a ship. It would take 6 or 8 weeks to get there. The wife would die of malaria. The kid would die. They'd learn the language after 2 years of hardship and preach the gospel. Today, we just push the send button. 640,000 views in 3 weeks, people hearing the gospel. So take advantage of this incredible thing called the internet. It doesn't cost us anything to send it around. And so take advantage of getting the gospel into the hands of the unsaved.
Like it on Facebook? Go to our Facebook page and like it there, or go to Living Waters Facebook page. You also have Living Waters Asia, from what I understand. LivingWaters-Asia.com. So literally, Ray, you're doing that without moving from Bellflower, California.
Sorry, I coughed. Did you say LivingWatersAsia.com?
LivingWaters-Asia.com, correct?
No, livingwaters.com.
Oh, okay. Well, you also have Live in Asia.
We do?
Yeah. It's on your website. We'll talk about that later. Evolution versus God. Mr. Ray Comfort, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. It's always a pleasure being with you, and I hope to get out to California soon and get out on those streets with you.
It'd be good to see you again, Jake. God bless.
You too. Thank you, Ray.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Ray Comfort, a hero to not only this country, this world, but to his creator, and that is what he's seeking to be. Folks, I don't know if it gets any simpler. The explanations. What is evangelism? Why should we reach out for our faith? Well, it's obvious. And listen, I'm not here to coddle you to do it. Either you love men and you love God. Well, first you need to love God, then you will love men. Or you don't. If you're not sharing your faith, you just don't. You need to get converted. Charles Spurgeon said, if you have no desire to see sinners saved, then you're not saved yourself. It's a fact. It is a fact. We talked to a 17-year-old on the first segment. What is he doing? He's reaching out. Why? Because he loves. We're going to be doing conferences at the end of this this month with the Sons of Liberty. Why? Because we love. What is Ray Comfort doing? Because he loves. He's reaching out. This is what we do as the body of Christ, universal, folks. Join us and become a son or daughter of liberty, if that's the outlet you choose. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on it and see what it entails. We'll be right back for the final segment with sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
That was way too fast. I wasn't anticipating that. All of you folks that are enrolled in our Constitution course, we actually have another class tonight. It'll be lecture 3 of 12. And I'll tell you what, you know, lectures, I don't even like using that term, but that is what it's called in the book. And the book is called a syllabus, by the way. So it seems to have all this collegiate language involved in it. But we have... Let me just say this. If you don't know the Constitution, you need to sign up for the course. Why? Because, you see, most people procrastinate things. They say, "I'm going to," and they write it on a list, but they don't do it. It doesn't nag them. It doesn't annoy them to the point where they actually do it. Folks, if you're thinking about that, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom, click on Constitution Course, get in touch with us. So we can get the book in your hand, and we can get you rolling. You can take it by webcast. You don't got to go anywhere. You can do it right in your living room, right in your kitchen, wherever you want to do it. And we also webcast, after we webcast the show, we YouTube them. We keep them private, though, because there is a price tag for this course. It's $10 per class. But it's phenomenal. What you are going to learn, what is going to be instilled into you, and I can say this because I took the class once upon a time. And what was put into me was amazingly foundational and fundamental. What it did is it put everything, like we were talking about before with apologetics, or even with Ray when he goes out there and talks about evolution and how it's evil. What it does is it puts in your heart, "Well, that's not right." "Well, how do you know?" "Well, I can't tell you. I just know." And that's good. You're able to stand on that. That's called faith. But faith is also the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So there's an evidence value to this. Get the evidence. That's all we're saying. Get the evidence of the Constitution. No one understand. So when you get in the ring, you can understand. Now, Christ talked about, he used the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. When he was speaking of mighty, he was talking about political power, political clout. That doesn't mean, well, see, I don't need to learn anything. I don't need to learn how to spell. Jesus uses the weak things. That's not what he's saying. If God calls you to go to college, then go to college. Look at Ben Carson. My goodness, he's a brain surgeon. He's brilliant. God didn't say, I can't use that man. You will use the man. God will use the man, and he will order his talents, and he will order his path in learning. And people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What is knowledge? It's learning. So we need to learn these things. We need to understand our faith and be able to stand up and contend for the faith, which was the verse that I read 2 segments ago. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Why? Because there are certain men that creep in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. They are ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. What does that mean? Well, that goes back to the analogy of Martin Luther when he's speaking to his aspiring priests in seminary. He says we are saved by faith alone, and they're thinking, you're nuts. We got to do works. We got to do penance. We got to go, you know, we've got all these laws and all these things that we have to obey and do. And Luther's like, no. Faith alone. You're saved by faith. Your works don't assist you. Your following the law doesn't assist you. Oh, this is so good. I can already hear some people saying, whoa, you're getting too gracious here. No, I'm actually really not. I'm not being gracious enough. They said, well, we can do whatever we want to do. See, that's what a carnal mind will say. Well, see, if you don't talk about the law, then people are just going to go on and think, grace, grace, grace. And Paul's talking about that type of person, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. No, if you truly do see the grace, you would never do that. It wouldn't even come into your mind. Would you ever allow somebody to take advantage of your daughter? No, wouldn't even come in your mind. Nor would I allow somebody to do that to the grace that Christ has given to me. That's true grace. That stuff is sloppy grace. That's what Paul is talking about here. And what do? They deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. They make it shipwreck. They make it shipwreck. We've talked a lot about a variety of different topics throughout the show today, and I've really enjoyed the guests that we've had. I want to point it back to you now, you the listener. How do you apply that which you know and that which you hear and that which you understand? I enjoy reading quotes from great men that will, you know, in some regards, give you an idea or an understanding of how urgent things are. Or it may excite you that George Washington said that, and wow, that's wonderful. And the problem is, you know, as Spurgeon said, sometimes churches may debase themselves into circuses where the congregation comes to be entertained by clowns. What is a clown? He's merely an entertainer. He gets a rise, he gets a laugh, etc. So what is it that compels you? What is it that compels you to share not only your faith, but live for Christ and be a testimony for him? What gets you excited? I got to put that question to myself all the time. Is it that wonderful praise and worship song? Because I love black gospel. And I do. I really, really do. Matter of fact, my mother's in Africa, so I think I'm part black. Is it the emotional peak the song gives you? You know, there's a story told of a missionary, and I believe it was in a Spurgeon commentary that I read, Charles Spurgeon. He said the missionary came over from overseas and he went to preach at a church. And the pastor was so excited because, you know, when missionaries come, they tell these insane stories, these wonderful, miraculous stories and things that happen, the excitement and the near-death experiences. And it really whoops the congregation up because that's what we need in America now. We always need to be whooped up. And we can identify that through a variety of different means. You really can. And so the missionary came over from overseas and he said, okay, pastor, I appreciate you allowing me to use your pulpit and address your congregation. I'm going to preach them. And he's he's just really thrilled. Oh, thank you, brother so-and-so. We're so looking forward to it. My congregation is anticipating. They promoted it, everything like that. So the missionary gets there, and it's a packed house. It's great. The people are in anticipation. And he preaches the gospel message. He preaches the cross. And then when he's done, he sits down, and they dismiss the congregation and the pastor and him, of course. They were having fellowship afterwards. I love the fellowship. But, brother, we're in the business of fellowship, and that oftentimes includes food. So they were eating together afterwards, and the pastor kind of said to the missionary, you know, hey, you know, good sermon tonight, good gospel preaching and things like that, but, you know, so he's working his way into what he's really getting at. But why didn't you share any stories, or why didn't you tell him what it was like over there in the Congo or wherever he was? And the preacher just continued eating and looked at him and answered him very directly. And he said, well, if my Lord commanded me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and Paul commanded the, you know, Paul taught the gospel of Jesus Christ and the cross of Christ, why should I be any different? In other words, pastor, did I need to come entertain them with stinking stories? Or should the gospel be a message enough to promote itself? If I got to prop it up, but it's not the gospel. And I'm sure the pastor hung his head, and I understand what the pastor was saying too, but what the preacher was saying was more morally convicting. You know, I came into our, well, I ran into a gentleman this morning, and it was kind of funny. He is one of the coolest kids. I'm telling you, he's just an awesome dude. Great kid. And I came in, he was eating McDonald's, and I maybe eat McDonald's once every 2 months, and what I eat is generally a snack wrap. That's it, because I can't eat anything on that menu or I will puke. I'm not even kidding you. I hate that food. Now, I'm not being ungrateful. If God blesses me with it, I will, you know, well, God wouldn't bless me with McDonald's. But anyways, and right away he turned to me and he said, oh, I shouldn't be eating this. This is so bad. Because, you know, he probably knew. And I'm kind of a slender guy. Now, I've been blessed with heredity. I'm not saying that's all me, but I do try to eat pretty healthy. Well, at this particular time, he wasn't. And I know that, you know, he's trying to slim up a little bit. And here's the point I'm trying to make. It's not even condemn him. He knew that he probably shouldn't be eating. He knew that it makes him feel like crap. And we as Americans have got to buckle down and say, listen, we don't need entertainment. We don't need to be pumped up in things that are outside of Christ. Sometimes we need to eat our veggies. Well, all the time we need to eat our veggies. We need to do that which is right because we know it's right. Because when we don't do that which is right, God gave us a conscience that convicts us what's wrong. And I would say the conviction right now in America and what it is with the Sons of Liberty, and I encourage you folks, join forces. Join forces in your communities. Do what Rob's doing down there at Patreon.com. Just get out there and do some. Create a video. Send it out. I'm compelling you. I'm encouraging you. I don't care if you get sick of me doing this. Every single show is what you need to do. And if you're not doing it, you need to be doing it. Because if you're not compelled by love, then the love of God doesn't abide in your heart. If it doesn't abide in your heart, there's no salvation. There's no connection to your Savior. You need to get that. We have got a country. We have a country that is under our responsibility. And if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to move from Russia to make sure that we do it. Nobody's going to move from Somalia. Nobody's going to move from the other parts of the country to make sure that we do it. I leave you with this. In his farewell address in 1837, Andrew Jackson, Providence has showed on this favored land blessings without number and has chosen you as the guardians of freedom to preserve it for the benefit of the human race. We'll be with you tomorrow, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.